Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And folks, it is now or never. If we're going to save the Constitution, now's the time to start getting active. Now's the time to get involved. What do you do? How do you do this? There are lots of ways. What we ask is we ask for work. We ask for you to get active, get informed, get involved. Now, some of you can't do that. Some of you need to, you know, get busy, or you're very busy with the work, your job, your business, or what have you. You just don't have any room in your life to be able to actually get that informed and that involved. Okay, we get it. Talk to us. Give us a call. Our phone number is out there. We call our comment line, 425-270-5416. You can email us. I will email you back. If you talk to anybody that I have dealt with, I get back to people. I do not let things languish. You know, there's only one point in time, and it was because I had some surgery last year, and it just kind of fell into the cracks, and it took me a couple of months before I got back to the person. Bottom line, if you want to help, we need help. As I say at the end of each show, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. We're uniting organizations. In my previous episode, I went through a bunch of organizations that are working together. We're working on common goals in trying to unite people, in trying to build county, constitutional county apparatuses via the unorganized militia. The militia, we're not talking about a bunch of, you know, tobacco chewing, you know, this paradigm, whatever you think it is. No, this is you. This is your neighbors. This is people that become concerned citizens that want to hold government and their public servants accountable. We have an article out there. What is the real problem? You ought to read that. If you go to the Reclaiming the Republic page, you'll find a bunch of constitutional articles. We've got a lot of content for you. And I know a lot of people get overwhelmed because there's just so much, so quickly. What do we do? How do we do this? You know what? It's like filling sandbags. And each sandbag is a unique sandbag that has a very unique role. Reading an article has a very unique role and purpose in helping you understand what the problem is. Martial law in the 21st century, nullification versus interposition. All of these are actually helpful in helping you understand what we're doing, why we do this, and how this is irrefutable. We've got a page coming up. We'll give you more details on that later. But bottom line, I want to get back into where we were in our previous episode, because we're literally at the point of where are we and what are we going to do and how are we going to do this? Because bottom line, we are telling you that if we have, and it won't take much, just some concentrated effort, some real work getting this message out. I am telling you, if this message gets out, if Donald Trump understands that he could be seated as president in 2023, I have no idea why this man hasn't called me, or somebody hasn't reached out and called my comment line to say, hey, GR, here's how you can get a hold of Donald Trump. He is very interested in what you're talking about. This lawsuit is legitimate. This lawsuit, as a matter of fact, if you go to the petitions page, you will see the lawsuit, and then down a little bit, and I'm turning my head to read this, there is this heading over the next document down a little bit, and it says, cover letter to Court of Appeals, August 20th, 2021. This is alive and well, folks. This has not been dismissed. Why haven't you known about these lawsuits, or this particular lawsuit against Congress? It's not because I'm not telling people about it. In other words, you know, if it doesn't help me, this is where it's time to bash some conservatives. Because bottom line, conservatives are only out there to try to rub elbows and try to get there. We don't want your money. We really don't. What we want is to save our Constitution. And this is where some people think, oh, well, we got some gullible people, some noble, gullible people. We've been around the block. We've played a few rodeos. And we're not going to waste our time with anybody that thinks that they can, you know, take advantage or come in and bamboozle us. Bottom line, we know what work is. Work is acquiring distance by force. And what we mean by force is actually you exerting energy. So we understand, and we've actually been stonewalled. We've been wasted before, which is why we quickly abandoned this concept, as we were telling you in the last episode, when the state of Washington deliberately dragged their feet and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. And as soon as I started getting the hint of the Stonewall speech from one of their operatives, who I actually know personally, I said, you know what? Fine. We see what's going on. We will try to do this without you. But just to be sure, everybody will know that the reason why Inslee got reelected and the reason why the Washington State people are being punished and suffering for another 4 years is because of the Republican Party. Folks, the party, I'm here to tell you that your public servants, as a matter of fact, what I wanted to do yesterday that I forgot to get into, but I want you to understand that your legislature, your state legislature, has the power and ability to form an emergency session. Now, I'm asking you, when you look at everything that's coming out of Washington, D.C., from all these different regulations and all of this unconstitutional tyranny on steroids, why is it that not one state has formed into an absolute emergency? Now, there are a couple of states just on the vaccine mandates. You know, we're considering doing, and I think Wyoming was the one that actually formed an emergency session on the vaccines. Come on, that's only the tip of the iceberg. They're spending us into oblivion. They have no authority to do so. Oh, by the way, this is going to be the only show. You won't hear this on Tucker Carlson. You won't hear this on any show. We can prove that the U.S. debt and that debt clock is all unconstitutional debt. You and I are not obligated to that, nor is our government obligated. Our operatives, or I should say the globalist operatives who are working in our government, who are colluding with foreign nations and globalists, are taking on illegitimate, unconstitutional debt. In other words, they've created this facade, and they're doing it to destroy this constitutional republic. As hyperbole or rhetoric or whatever else you want to label what I just said, it's the truth, and I can prove it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is you have to become profoundly aware of how the Constitution was defined. The only way you can do that is by reading the ratification debates. Anybody that tells you the Federalist Papers or how you need to understand, no. The Federalist Papers are nice and insightful, and they were a narrative to sell very specific points. They were nothing like the ratification debates. And oh, by the way, you know, there's some people, oh, the Anti-Federalist and the Federalist Papers, those are the papers you need. No, I'm telling you, both the Anti-Federalist and the Federalist were present in the ratification debates. You could see the only one that you really can't see is Pennsylvania. It seems like the way Pennsylvania recorded it, they only recorded. Now, they may have another document out there. This is where, you know, somebody with money, I would love to have the DHRC's full volumes on the full history of the ratification of the Constitution. They have all the documents, all the letters. They have more trivia, more information regarding the ratification of our Constitution, and there's a good reason for it. Because it is our only national treasure. This is where the framers are speaking from the dust, telling us exactly what that Constitution and what that line means. This is where they went through it line by line. Massachusetts, being the most noble state, actually pretty well stuck to following their procedure of reading line by line and then discussing what does that mean? What does this mean? And the Federalists explained what that meant. And in contract law, as they explained and they moved forward and explained and moved forward, and the anti-federalists all along the way injected their arguments against it. At the end of the day, even anti-federalists like Samuel Jackson voted for the ratification of the Constitution because of the way it was explained, the way it was, quote-unquote, sold. I want you to understand that means that the ratification debates on basic contract law are the legal binding terms and definitions. Why is it that the court system completely obfuscates this? Why is it that our court system has completely ignored these documents? Even John Marshall, who was actually, as a Supreme Court jurist, he was actually one of the key people speaking in the ratification debates of Virginia. Why doesn't he refer to what he said? Why doesn't he refer to the ratification debates as this portal to heaven to understand the Constitution? Because he was a protege for Hamilton, and he believed in aggrandizing government and actually aggrandizing their powers and usurping powers from the states. So he was an operative, a part of the deep state out at the beginning. But it doesn't matter what he said as a court jurist. When it comes to the what is legally the terms and definitions of that Constitution, the court has no ability to amend the Constitution or to make law. No, the only legal statements that John Marshall made were during the ratification debates, and those are the legally binding statements. So when he said that the court, if there was a law that was created that was not, you know, not directly associated to an enumerated power, it would be null and void, and the court would protect the Constitution and not allow it. We'll be right back after these two promos with more details, where we're going, what we're doing. You're going to love this.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so I kind of went down a rat hole there, but my point, there is not. As a matter of fact, as we look at what's going on, and as we see our Constitution is being torn a shred, and we see that the globalists and their monkeys on strings who are dancing to the organ grinder, how they're continuing to move forward in getting this done, and this done. With these little frustrations that they're dealing with, believe me, 2 inches forward, 1 inch back, 2 inches forward, 1 inch, they are constantly, and the Republicans have been playing along. I am here to tell you, that there isn't one public servant in the annals of history that are being recorded today. There isn't enough public servants that are crying and demanding for emergency sessions to be formed to completely address this. Now, we're working with some legislation in some very dark red states to initiate a full audit of the Constitution and to declare and definitize that. We're going to get into these things because we want to give you hope. We want you to understand that there are absolute things that can actually be accomplished, but we need your help. And so moving forward, what we want to do is give you all of this, but I want to let you understand how Trump can become president. And so we need to kind of focus a little bit on these petitions and these lawsuits, and very specifically on the petition page, reclaimingtherepublic.org. You've got a lot of content there to get smart on. On the petition page, at the very top, we have petitions we have created that we want you to use. We will help you get these into, you know, working use for your state and county. We're going to teach you how to do this because we believe in teaching a person to fish, because you're going to be able to become fishermen in politics, and you're going to be able to reel in your public servants and your government, and you're going to take control of them. That's how powerful the First Amendment petition is. And then once you gain control of them, you are going to have them do what they need to do, creating these emergency sessions and starting to work things that you can't do with the First Amendment petition, things you can't do with a common law court or a common law grand jury. You have to get the states, the parties to the Constitution, you have to get them into, I'll call it, just to upset the John Birchers, I'll call it a convention, but it's actually a unification of the states working together, not in amending, not in any way of looking at changing the Constitution, but holding the federal government fully accountable and pulling them across the coals and getting them into compliance. It's that simple. And so we actually show you how this is all done. All the documents are there. As you start getting smarter, you're going to be able to ask questions, and actually you'll probably find that almost all your questions will be answered as you continue to read, because we're trying to make this as simple as possible. I'd love to have it, you know, paint by numbers type of simplicity, but you have to do some reading. You have to read Madison's words for yourself. You have to read, because I don't want you to take my word for it. I don't want you to trust conservative entertainers anymore. They're serving themselves. Why would they kill the goose that's laying the golden egg? Hannity, Levin, all of these guys that are getting rich, I mean, they're making millions of dollars off this problem. How are they vested in fixing the problem? They're vested in helping you focus on buying their books and helping you focus on things they want you to focus, but they're not going to solve this problem. We have a bet coming up, and we're going to be putting this on our website, and we're going to let you know, I am betting my life that they can't become good men, that they are so in bed with serving mammon that they can't put aside their riches for the betterment of society and mankind. And so we're going to put this all down so that you can actually go read for yourself, prove me wrong, and then there's the challenge. And you can send that challenge to any conservative entertainer, Glenn Beck, Charlie Kirk, I don't care who they are. As far as I'm concerned, they're out there. They're only concerned about where they are in, you know, in their stats and how much money and their sponsorships and what level can they start charging because of their listenership. Seriously, folks, seriously, this is a huge business. There are millions, there's billions of dollars in the grievance industry. And that's a term that Bill O'Reilly, and he has kind of fallen, but he's still out there struggling. He used to refer to me every once in a while, backhanded or, you know, with this you know, this underhanded comment by saying, you know, I get this constitutional, you know, is Obamacare constitutional? He talked to Judge Napolitano, who's a shill. Oh, yeah, it's constitutional. As far as I'm concerned, they're not going by the actual organic constitution and the framers' definitions. Absolutely, it's not constitutional. And the interesting thing is, do you know who has the ultimate say over what is constitutional, what isn't constitutional? It's not the Supreme Court. It's not the president. It's not Congress, and it's not these stupid conservative entertainers. Who is it? It's the states. Go read Madison's. This is all going to be on there, but go read Madison's report on the Virginia resolutions. He tells you right there that the states, when they form a tribunal in determining whether their compact is being violated or not, there is no superior power on the face of the earth over that constitution than those states, because they are the only parties to it. And this constitution and this government was created by their sovereign capacity. It's that simple. Anyhow, I don't want to forget the obligatories, though. So please, folks, check out Gary Smith with Fortitude Financial Coaching. If you're looking for where you can find him, you'll actually find him on the other links button. You can go to constitutioneducation.us and look at Keith Broder's Constitution classes. He's actually got some other things that he's working with the Constitution Party and some other groups that I think you'll be very interested in. Timber Nation is a awesome, awesome furniture place if you're looking for quality hardwood furnishings. And RadioDustCovers.com is an awesome place to get protective covers for your electronics and for the expensive gear that when you turn it off, you want to keep the dust, smoke, and everything else from settling inside of it. Anyway, we also have Ad Local, and we actually have those ads running. So I usually don't go into details in my personal endorsement. But Ben Carr, the owner and president of Ad Local, they've been making some changes and so forth. We're actually going to have him on. We're going to be interviewing him, not just in the capacity of Ad Local, but we've got him engaged because he's a patriot and he's working and he's trying to take Michigan back in creating constitutional counties, working with the Constitution Party and other patriot organizations and so forth. And so I want him to actually come in and tell you from his own words what the heck they're doing, how they're getting organized. We want you to be doing the exact same thing. Why aren't you doing the exact same thing? We need people like you. And again, like I said, if you're that busy that you can't do this, then there's other ways you can help. And it's not about giving us money directly, but you could be supporting in a lot of different ways, and we can talk about that. Give us a call, 425-270-5416. Just leave a message or send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Now, moving on. So as we write the annals of history, as we move forward, I am actually publishing, and this coming weekend, I will publish my first constitutional minute to go out to your state legislators. And I am going to remind them that because they failed to exercise an emergency session in addressing all of the unconstitutional powers that the federal government is meddling in every aspect of their lives and every aspect of their government and so forth, why they have failed to form their emergency session in calling them out. Just to remember that they're losing time and that the blood, people are dying, folks. People are dying by these vaccinations. People are dying because of these protocols that the CDC has put out. People are dying. That blood is on whose hands? Well, who has the power to stop it? Oh, your sheriff? Not likely. It has to be your state legislators. We need to move your state to a point where your state is actually standing up. Period. We need state legislators to actually stand up, and we need a League of Davids to kill this Goliath. And I will tell you right now, it will take 27 currently as it stands, 27 states. So with that, let's just go ahead and move forward with this petition. So as you know, this petition, this lawsuit, it turned into a lawsuit this lawsuit moved forward, and there was a cover letter as well as injection of evidence provided for September. I think it was September 7th is when they wanted to have all the documents provided to the court, and it was done at the end of August. In so doing, this has moved forward. Now, the court, if this actually goes to court, and if the court actually, you know, hears this case, Congress will then have to respond. Now, Congress has done everything they can to ignore this lawsuit. They have failed to respond, which means that they could easily go in default. By law, if you have no regard for the court, then by law, the court is obligated to actually default and go into what the plaintiff is requesting. So we will get into the details on this as soon as we get back out of these two programs.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we try to move forward, one of the things we wanted to do was to kind of go through the different states. And what I wanted to do real quick was to point out in the original complaint, the original petition to Congress, we identified which states, and we actually provided the sources of where this information came from. It was very, very clear. We had all sorts of people violating the Constitution. Only the state legislature, by the Constitution, even if a state's Constitution created emergency powers or anything else, that does not amend the U.S. Constitution. They must abide by the process codified within the U.S. Constitution. And therefore, we provide you the list of states. Go read that and go understand why it really wasn't. So what they did was they opened the door for the voter fraud to even occur by allowing these mail-in ballots, by allowing all of this through most of all of these states. I live in a state that uses mail-in ballots. Do not trust it. It is an evil. We need to go back to the old arduous process. And you know what? If it takes too much time, then let's do the elections a little earlier. Let's do them in October so that we have plenty of time to ensure that the proper people are put into office by legitimate votes, not by the count of votes. Because it has been proven in the state of Washington how ballots will constantly pop up in people's trunks of cars or some garage or, you know, in some chest at the post office, what have you. Fact of the matter is, if all ballots, any ballot that comes forward from a trunk of a garage or from, you know, an office or whoever the property owner is of that vehicle, building, or what have you, that has ballots in it, the day after should be arrested, because all ballots must be in. Any ballot that is not in by the close of the election is to be considered insignificant. It cannot be counted. You have to hold the line, because anybody, it has been proven, anybody, and the fact is that we can't go through and do forensic audits and thorough audits. We have a right to be able to audit our elections. We have a right to ensure the integrity of our elections, and we're being told otherwise. These things are important, but they in itself will not save us. What we have to do is we have to demand that the federal government, because the election doesn't stop the federal government from continually spending money that they have no power to do. We need to get people in office to actually stand up and shut the federal government down. So there is a symbiotic relationship between the election process as well as our elected officials and public servants and so forth and so on. But we have many ways and means of getting public servants to behave, because they're creatures of survival. And when they're being threatened with removal for life from public service, which we have the power to do, folks, we have the power to remove them and ban them from public service for life. Therefore, in so doing, we have all of the leverage necessary. This is what I was talking about. The good Lord gave us everything we needed. The problem is when you're completely illiterate regarding the Constitution, then you actually be tossed to and fro, and we actually find ourselves just reacting and, you know, coming to some common sense solutions possibly, but not necessarily actually doing what the Constitution should be dictating or does dictate. So anyway, what I want you to do is go through those now and go through this history and understand that this case exists and understand that the court could step in. I am here to tell you I have no faith in the court. I have no faith in our government. The only faith I have is if we actually get a league of Republicans into Congress, they can demand, the first thing that they do is when they take over both houses of Congress, demand the proper and constitutional sitting. All they've got to do is point to the fact that they're being sued for failing to follow the constitutional process. They can pull up the court case. They can look at it and say, you know what? We don't need the court to actually force us to do this. We can actually do the right thing on our own. We have the power to fix this problem. Therefore, we will go into sessions, into our own house, and we will vote in accordance with the 12th Amendment. And there you have it, folks. Now we actually will have a constitutionally appointed president or chosen president by the Constitution, not by manipulation, fraud, and an unconstitutional election or electoral college. When I talk to people about this, I can't tell you how many people said, oh, you want to get rid of the electoral college? No, absolutely not. What I want to do is really restore the electoral college. The party has no right to control who our electors are. They're our representatives, not the parties. And they've been getting away with murder. The uniparty system has been getting away with murder for years. I would love to start seeing people waking up and seeing the party in these dark red states actually abolish, having these state legislatures abolish the party's involvement in the Electoral College, that we actually start going back to voting for our electors. You know, we actually have to start valuing our government again. And I'm here to tell you, I am appalled by America and the way they treat, you know, the reason why you have such crappy and corrupt government is because that's how they want it. They want you to think that they don't deserve a lot of money, but how is it they get rich? Through their corruption. But if you paid them fairly, if you paid them a decent compensation so that they don't have to worry, because I know many, many legislators who have a real hard time financially making it and getting by. They could easily be pulled into, and they're tempted all the time to get pulled into by lobbyists and corporations to say, hey, you know, you don't have to make it so hard. We'll be happy to help you out. And they have all sorts of ways. There's ways to shut all of this down. But the only way we're going to have a decent government is we have to be willing to pay a decent compensation for people to actually be willing to do the work. I mean, does your sheriff do it? Back in the old days, a sheriff was a position of nobility. They weren't paid. It was a position of honor. Well, you can't get a sheriff nowadays. You can't get anybody in law enforcement to do anything with honor because those are real live bullets coming at them. They need compensation. These people need to not have to look over their shoulder to say, I'm being fairly compensated. And they're creating laws. Actually, they're not even creating laws because they've been bamboozled and we've become so illiterate that there is a core of lobbyists and lawyers that are creating all the laws for them. And we're trying to take all of this stuff back, folks. We've got to take it back. And I know we're in the process of doing this. You need to know that that's what's going on, that we're actually in the process of doing this. And the more help we get, the faster we get this done. And I believe that if we do this with faith, and we do this with a full understanding, not just taking my word for it, that you actually understand what we're doing and why, then I know for a fact that we will succeed. Just like Washington succeeded and he had miracles actually performed. Everybody knew what they needed to do. They needed to get out of New York, and the Lord gave them a fog bank long enough to allow the last boat to leave, and it was Washington's boat that just came out of the clear when the British realized that he slipped away again. You can't tell me the coincidences that how the Lord has, and I can tell you how the Lord's blessed me, but this isn't about that. This is about putting faith by reading the framers and understanding the compact, putting aside our differences, just like they did. They had to put aside their religious differences. Don't think that the Puritans didn't look down upon the Anglicans and the different variations of Anglican churches and Baptists and so forth. They hated each other, but they worked together because they understood what was on the line. Now, what we can start doing, and what you and what we ask you to do, is start learning what it takes to start getting organized. I've already pointed to the parties themselves as being the problem. What we need is we need a party to move away from political agendas. The two parties I'm working with is primarily the Constitution Party. I started making contact with the Independent American Party. Bottom line, you're still going to be voting Republican for now, but we need to get people to start putting their other foot, keep one foot in your Republican camp, but you need to start putting your other foot in the Constitution Party if it exists in your state. If the Independent American Party exists in your state and the Constitution Party doesn't, then you need to put your foot in it. And you need to start learning and understanding. Why? Because that's where you're going to learn. That's how you're going to start understanding what it takes to create constitutional counties. And they're going to actually start teaching your Republican Party on the Constitution so you can realize how unconstitutional the Republican parties really have become outside of Wyoming. Anyway, we're going to be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so I just got a little ping from a little bird that I don't think it's very clear to some of you, because sometimes, you know, when I'm speaking, everything makes sense to me, especially all the stuff I know. But if I don't tell you some of the stuff I know, then it may not make sense, and hopefully that makes sense. I want you to know that how is it that Trump can actually be seated and positioned as president in 2023? I told you that the lawsuit's out there, and I told you that the Congress, both houses of Congress, are not required. Now, the president pro tem, who is Kamala Harris, she has no authority. She has no legality or qualifications of actually being the vice president or the president. She should have been removed a long time ago because she's not a naturalized citizen. And so if you want to understand what a naturalized citizen is and what it takes to be a natural born citizen, then you need to listen to the show, because we actually go through the Constitution. And believe it or not, we actually have the debates of the 14th Amendment available for you, all 263 pages out of the Congressional Globe. It's really cool to know all of the solutions and fixes when you read and understand the Constitution. Then all of a sudden, you can tell when you're working with like-minded people, because when you say, well, they can't do this because, and they go, you don't even have to say because of this, because the other person goes, yeah, because of that. Yeah. Because we're all working on the same sheet. We all looking at, and this is where the ratification debates really come into play. So we will be going in future shows, maybe February or March timeframe, but we will be getting into the ratification debates and a lot of other documents I'm actually going to read. Now, I struggle a little bit, but I'm going to read it so that you can actually hear what these men stated. You need to hear this. If there is anything that will convince you that you have to have your own copy of the ratification debates, it's just like having your own Bible. How can you live by the Ten Commandments without the Scriptures? Do you just need the Ten Commandments? Why do we have Bibles if you only need the Ten Commandments? Well, we have the Constitution. How can we live by the Constitution? Well, there's only one true set of documents that actually, and that's what I call the Scriptures, to the Constitution. It is the ratification debates. They go through it line by line. They tell you exactly what each of those lines mean. Now, the anti-federalists will tell you, oh, this is what this means. But when the federalists come up and say, no, this is what it means, and this is why, and this is how, and so forth. Well, how do you know which one to go by? It's simple. And this is how I help people. Color your anti-federalist texts. Figure out who the anti-federalists are and color in their or highlight all of their words in yellow. And then find all the Federalists and highlight all their words in green. And you can basically look at the yellow has been rejected, everything that was asserted by the yellow in all of the ratification debates, because they ratified, they accepted, each state accepted the Constitution, which means that they rejected everything that the Federalists were saying. They accepted the terms. They accepted the conditions of the ratification debates by the Federalists. So what that means legally is all of those words are legally binding. The anti-Federalist words have no merit, no legal standing. And anybody that tells me that the anti-Federalists were right or tells you that, they really don't understand. They really don't understand, because every argument that the anti-federalists made was almost 100% contingent upon the violations. They were violating the Constitution as it was being defined. Oh, well, somebody's going to come along and assume powers. Well, that could happen in any case. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what was stated in the ratification debates. It doesn't matter what this was. Look at the Articles of Confederation. They were already violating it. Every state was creating its own treaties and trade compacts with other states when Continental Congress was the one who was supposed to do it. Not every state. The big powerful states that wanted to maintain their power and not give any power to the central government. And if you want to know what states those were the states that vigorously debated and even challenged the constitutionality and the legality or the commission, challenged the commission that the delegates for the Constitutional Convention violated their commission. I want to tell you something right now, because you hear this from the John Birch Society and you hear this from other people that say that the Constitutional Convention was a runaway convention. Well, it was settled back then. Why are they regurgitating an anti-federalist argument that was actually rejected? Huh? Every state that vigorously debated the Constitution, where the anti-federalist presence was strong. And why was it strong? Because they were trying to maintain their cabal. They were trying to maintain their state sovereignty and power so that they didn't have to surrender anything to this new blood-sucking federal government, this evil thing. And so what ended up happening is they took it to a vote. Before they would even debate the Constitution, they actually sat down and argued over the commission of the debates, of the constitutional debates and the delegates that were there at the Constitutional Convention, and then they took it to a vote, and every state accepted the fact that they did not violate their commission, that this was a legitimate constitution. And so why is it that we're being told today that it was an illegitimate constitution or the convention was illegitimate? They exceeded their scope. Why? Oh, because it helps their argument in trying to fight the Article 5 convention, folks. Folks, the Article 5 convention, folks, can easily be shut down, and we can get into that as well. But let's focus on this right now. We want you to understand that the Constitution is legitimate, because what has ended up happening from the John Birch Society and others, it has planted the seed with progressives to say, hey, even conservatives are saying that the Constitution is illegitimate. We should just set it aside. You see how dangerous this is when you start sullying our Constitution by claiming, just to make an argument, that you know, they exceeded their commission. You have just delegitimized a legitimate document that problem was solved before. Why even do this? It just hurts my head. It hurts my head. So anyway, as we move forward in 2023, all we have to do is make sure that we have people challenging in these positions to, like, Liz Cheney. The question is, for everybody in Wyoming, will you go to Harriet Hagman and go to Anthony Bouchard? Anthony Bouchard is another challenger, and I don't believe Harriet, because I've asked her a couple of times, and I've actually sent her some texts to talk to me, because I'm really concerned, is she going to be supporting the Constitution? Because she's a lawyer. Why am I concerned about that? Anybody that understands the bar and the lawyer problem is that lawyers, when they pass the bar, they take an oath to the bar, that the bar comes first, that serving their justice comes first. So that when they step into office, they don't support the Constitution, they support the Bar Association. And so I believe that anybody that is a bar attorney, anybody that is an attorney, anybody that's a part of a pact, a doctor that's, you know, that takes the Hippocratic Oath, if you step into public service, you must abjure that oath. You must absolutely disavow it as you take your oath of public service, that you will support the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. What we want to do is we're going to give you some videos, and actually we're going to point you to some videos and some arguments coming up. But bottom line, in 2023, all we need is a dialogue started now, that every Republican that is seeking office understands that they will have the authority to remove the unconstitutionally seated Biden administration, because the Constitution was violated, Congress ignored their responsibilities, and as a matter of fact, at this point in time, the smartest thing they can do is say, we at this point in time will not be seeking, but if we have to obtain a constitutional executive, we will seek a full investigation and arrest and charge and remove. Because, folks, holding your oath to office and supporting the Constitution is huge. Read Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Anybody that fails to support the Constitution can be removed and banned for life. And now when we're talking about supporting the Constitution and the constitutional process of electing the president via the constitutional process. So if the Electoral College can't do it, then the House and the Senate must do it. And that's what has to happen. And if there's any resistance, then every single one of those people need to go. And as a matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to talk about one of these petitions that we have. And then we're going to start talking about the role of the petition and how you're going to use it as a weapon in your county in building your constitutional county. Because these petitions will actually, and we have a petition that could remove the entire Congress today. Would that be a constitutional crisis? I don't know, but it would be a good thing, finally getting people in there to serve the Constitution and our constituents. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.